Good morning. This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Ever since the dawn of DNA technology, lawmakers have sought to collect genetic samples from people that might pose a danger to society. But the newest effort to expand Vermont's DNA database is facing stiff criticism from personal privacy advocates. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports.
Lawmakers last tried to expand the DNA database in 2009. The legislation passed shortly after the shocking murder of a 12-year-old girl from Braintree, and it required people charged with felonies, not just convicted, to hand over DNA samples to the Department of Public Safety. Last summer, 4 years after the law took effect, the Vermont Supreme Court shot down the statute, saying the pre-conviction collection of a DNA sample violated the privacy rights of Vermont citizens. Now, the lawmaker behind the 2009 law is back with another bill, and this time, Bennington Senator Dick Sears wants to collect DNA from people convicted of most misdemeanors.
The more people you have in the database, the easier it is to eliminate suspects and to zero in on the right suspect. And I think our goal of both fingerprinting and DNA is to make sure that our arrests and convictions are correct.
Sears isn't alone in pushing for the expansion. Prosecutors, police, and other public safety officials have lined up solidly behind the measure. And the Attorney General's office says the legislation could improve the effectiveness of a database that has already helped solve major cases, such as the 1991 murder in Stowe of Patricia Scoville. Here's John Treadwell, chief of the criminal division at the AG's office.
And we have in this state solved a number of homicides using the DNA database in exactly the way that I think it was intended.
Alan Gilbert, head of the Vermont chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union, is more dubious. The bill would only mandate DNA collection from people convicted of misdemeanors that have possible jail time as a penalty. But Gilbert says the list of misdemeanor crimes meeting that criteria is pretty far-reaching.
Anyone knowingly mislabeling maple syrup, for example, and is caught, prosecuted, and convicted will have his or her DNA collected, and that's because mislabeling maple syrup carries a maximum penalty that includes a year in jail. I didn't know that.
And Gilbert says it's hard to see how public safety is improved by culling DNA from people convicted of, say, bringing more than 9 quarts of whiskey across state lines or trespassing on a neighbor's posted meadow. The legislation would expand dramatically the number of people on the state's DNA database. According to statistics from the Department of Public Safety, the state has added an average of about 1,500 samples to the database annually over the past 6 years. The new bill would land an additional 4,600 people on the registry in the first year alone, according to public safety estimates. Sears says the bill won't run afoul of the Supreme Court, since it affects only people who have been convicted of a crime. But Defender General Matt Valerio, whose office oversees the public defense of criminal suspects, says the proposed statute pretty clearly violates the search and seizure protections guaranteed in Article 11 of the Vermont Constitution.
And you don't automatically, in our view, have a right to take DNA when you're dealing with the most minor crimes that we have in the system.
Existing law permits collection of DNA from people who have been convicted of felonies. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.